Texans you'll ever see entering the Steelers training camp since Troy Polamalu was drafted out of SC. Make no mistake, this guy is a 6-foot hybrid linebacker safety. Transitions well into the Steelers defensive line heading into the upcoming Steelers training camp. Welcome, Ian. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Thank you very much. This gentleman is very quick to react on the field. Probably one of the most sought-after guys heading into free agency. This gentleman was drafted by the Buffalo Bills April 29th. And this gentleman is a Division III, so for all those D2 guys out there listening, it's definitely possible to get picked up by an NFL team. Welcome, Ian. How's your workout today?
It went well. There's a good group of guys down there, so we got after it.
Nice. Very good. Now, originally you were a two-sport athlete while at Mercyhurst. You want to forgo your senior season with the men's lacrosse team. You decided to work on strong work ethics, and you wanted to make it to the National Football League. And tell me about the Buffalo Bills signing day. How did that transpire? How did that relate to what you were trying to do heading into the NFL?
Sorry, can you hear me?
No problem. How do you believe that pick, when you were a rookie, drafted right out of Mercyhurst University by the Buffalo Bills, how do you believe that was a positive thing, and how do you see that translating into the NFL?
My senior year, I'd gotten some interest in NFL teams, and I dedicated some time. I took my senior lacrosse season off and dedicated more of my time to training for football. Getting picked up by the Bills, it gave me some experience, and helped me grow as a player, definitely.
I could definitely see that. I actually had a chance to watch a lot of your play. You have a very aggressive style. You're very aware of what's going on the field. You're great on special teams. And you had, obviously a limited amount of play while you were with the Bills, but it was just something that they seen in you, obviously Buffalo not being too far from Pennsylvania. You seemed to catch their eye. I mean, you had one reporter basically stated that you were to join the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and you actually received relatively well. I mean, you had there was a huge fan base there. Obviously, you had surrounding areas such as Saskatchewan, Edmonton, Calgary, and a share of their fan base was definitely paid to your attention. Not only that, but they did a lot of great things for you to help kind of make you feel a lot more welcome while you were there. What was one of the ways that you were able to get involved in the community while you were playing for the Blue Bombers?
I did really enjoy my time up in Winnipeg. The fans there are similar to how they are here in Pittsburgh. It's where they're very supportive of the team. It's a good second fan. I was involved in community. I would go to different little camps for kids and schools to read and things like that, where fan appreciation days and sign autographs and things. So the fan support was great up there, and they really made you feel made all the Americans feel at home. So they're very friendly.
Definitely. There's a huge differential between fans and being fanatical, and Steeler Nation kind of comes close to that. Steeler Nation stretches from coast to coast, even above and beyond, obviously in the likes like Canada, Europe, all around the world. When you entered the CFL and you spent that time with Winnipeg, you had a lot of great callings in regards to your play style, formation, special teams. Where do you see yourself playing on the Steelers defensive line in the year to come?
I'll definitely be a strong safety. That's kind of that's where I played in college. So I have experience as a deep safety and in the box. Up in Canada, I played a similar position, where I'd be covering up slot receivers and jam and tight ends and fullbacks, you know, things like that. So, yeah, definitely see myself, you know, as a strong safety and then in the defense.
Definitely. Do you feel more comfortable in the safety position, or do you see yourself maybe hybriding out to the linebacker spot?
I think, you know, this strong safety, the way the Steelers have it being played, you know, the way Troy plays is, you know, up around the line, you know, so almost like a linebacker, but, you know, can also cover, you know, receivers and play deep in the middle. I think it fits me pretty well. You know, by the way, they have Troy playing.
Definitely. Now, do you feel any type of pressure trying to, you know, and hopefully nobody out there is going to put you under the same umbrella as Troy Polamalu. You guys are two different people, two different players, two different, you know, styles, but you know how to hit, you know how to tackle, and be it as it may, I really feel that you're going to prove to be an exceptional safety, even moved next to the likes of even Will Allen, or in exchange for a sub-package defensive formation. Do you think that there could be some type of comparisons made between you and Troy and how hard you guys hit?
I would like to, you know, think that, you know, there's some comparison. You know, similar type of player. Yeah, I mean, if you look at film, you know, each of the positions that we've played in the past. You know, so, you know, I hope to, you know, be able to try and, you know, play as well as him. Like, he's a 10-time Pro Bowler or something like that. So, you know, if I can, you know, come close to how the level he plays at, I'd be, you know, happy with myself. So.
Right. I definitely do. And watching Troy Polamalu as long as I have, of course, being out of Southern California, he definitely showed his true colors enough to where the Steelers knew what they were looking for. They looked to him to solve that free safety position. He filled it very, very nicely over, you know, the tenure with the Steelers that he has had. Looking a little bit forward as we head into training camp, who have you currently had the likes to work out with up to this point that have been acquired by the Steelers this past season?
Down at the facility, you know, with Landry Jones, C.J. Goodwin, Al Villanueva. So mainly, you know, a lot of the practice play guy is in, Jarvis Jones is down there. So I've been kind of learning from them and now everything runs down there and getting used to everything, so.
Right. You know, I can honestly tell you that the Steelers are making kind of a buzz right now with the acquisition of Taj Boyd out of Clemson, second-year player. He spent last year with the New York Jets. But him and Martavis Bryant get to hook up again, literally, not figuratively, because he could end up seeing some time in an upcoming Hall of Fame game. I truly believe, based on what I've looked at from you, when you were playing with Winnipeg, as well as playing in the early days over at Mercyhurst, of course, not too far removed from college, but you got a lot of great skills. You got eyes for the ball carrier. You know when to come in. You know how to disrupt plays. You're very physical. Being 6 foot still proves to be a slight advantage to you because of how physical you are, getting in those right positions when you need to. What do you believe your craft is going to be more so well-defined as we head into this upcoming season?
I think I'm always somebody that's always going to be around the ball. I've always prided myself on, you know, being a hustle guy and getting to the ball and I'm always going to, you know, be involved with the play, whether it's running pass or, you know, breaking on balls in zone defense. So I'm always going to, you know, be around the play, you know, so you won't ever see me out of the picture. So that's something I'm going to pride myself on.
Definitely. Now, if there's one area of weakness, do you believe that you believe you will have to overcome or make it even better, what would that be?
I just think, you know, first I'm going to have to be used to the speed at the beginning. I mean, because up in Canada, the field is a little bit bigger. So down here, you know, and we're a yard off the ball. You know, the defense is yard off the ball in Canada. So down here, you know, right on top of the ball, and the field's a little smaller, so things happen a little quicker. So I'm gonna have to, you know, readjust to that again.
Right. You know, and I don't believe it's gonna take you almost any time at all to get reacclimated and to get up to proverbially the word speed comes to mind. You seem to have a lot of that. I believe a lot of that's going to be on display, not only during training camp, but during the regular season as you switch in to some packages, trading your time out with the likes of Will Allen, for whom I have the pleasure of interviewing. Great guy. You're going to be, you know, in very good company with Steelers re-signing Arthur Motes, Antoine Blake, Bryce McCain, if they can get that deal done. What do you know? I mean, obviously you grow up in the Steeler-esque area, but what was the first game you ever watched of the Steelers when you were younger?
As far as I can remember, it was, you know, Cordell Stewart and Jerome Bettis. I remember Neil O'Donnell a little bit, but mainly Cordell Stewart when I was growing up, and, you know, LeVon Kirkland and, you know, people like that. So, yeah, that was the first kind of team I remember watching.
Right. You know, I interviewing Jerome Bettis to be in very similar company is where I see you actually evolving into as time goes on. Through your progressions, through your time, through your capabilities. I mean, the Steelers wouldn't have drafted you if they didn't see innate qualities about you. And without fail, obviously, you're a Pittsburgh native. So as far as the surrounding area players concerned, I really think that they have nothing to worry about in regards to not only your playmanship, your ability to catch on to certain plays, as well as your physicality on the field. So I really believe that the Steelers found a gem in you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I really think I can bring something to the team and make our defense better. So, yeah, I'm excited about the opportunity.
For sure, and definitely a welcome opportunity. And again, going back to a little bit as you were with the Bills, what is the most memorable part about being with the Bills organization while you were with them?
I would say, I mean, the fans in Buffalo are pretty diehard as well. So, I mean, I got a good welcome from the Buffalo fans. And I did enjoy, my time there. I thought I was doing well. I kind of got cut short by, some injury issues. I'm happy to get another opportunity with the Steelers.
Right, absolutely. And I wish you the very best in what you do, how you do it, and Lord willing, I'll be out on the practice field and maybe do a follow-up interview with you. How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much, Ian. I appreciate your time. And ladies and gentlemen, this has been Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com.